ladies and gentlemen, in this corner from New Haven, Connecticut, well-dressed, very polite, but watch out, is the mayor of that city. And in this corner is the gentleman that makes them all stand up, and his name. Let's welcome him to our program this morning, Senator Len Fasano.
Brad, thank you very much for that introduction.
You know, Len, either that, we got to get you in the ring with the esteemed mayor, or maybe a cable TV talk show, because Len, this is actually kind of interesting now.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked before in your first hour, Len, about how, you know, you were concerned with some of this spending, which, you know, might involve state money from New Haven. So now the mayor is back at you suggesting maybe another tax. Well, it's good to see that you two are having this nice, polite, open debate about policy here in the beautiful Nutmeg State.
You know, there's that famous saying, "Thou protest too much."
Yeah,
and that's what I think we're hearing from Mayor Harp. Me questioning, hey, listen, don't you think you should take a look at what's happening in your department so that we could all be assured that the money that we're all spending, mm-hmm. you know, 39% of our budget comes out of all of our pockets.
Wow.
That you know, it's because 39% of New Haven budget is
state
supplied
money.
With the taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, listen, we don't mind paying for needs and wants of city of New Haven to the extent that it's, you know, you have services there that we don't in our suburbs, and we should pay for that, and I'm okay with that. But on the other hand, we just want to make sure you're doing it correctly. So just take a look around and do some audits of your departments and let me know, or let us all know, not just me, but everyone, that things are as stuff as could be and up to snuff. And her answer is, you know, we need more money. That was her answer. We need more money, as Brad said earlier. We need more money. That's just not an appropriate response. And then, you know, people say, well, what about the state of Connecticut? Well, we have the auditors. The state auditors do a great job. They've looked at a number of departments over the years. Mostly in the last 2 years, they've been very aggressive. And we have made changes, and people have actually lost a position here or there at various agencies because they haven't run it accordingly. And we have asked the pressure's been on to have them leave their post. And that's all we're asking Mayor Harp to do. But the defensive nature is just absurd. And, you know, I was talking to some of the suburbs first selectmen about this, where she says, you know, we want more money, and North Haven, you get this, you get that. Well, you know what? They get over 90% funding on every school project. You know, we get less than 40% here in North Haven, I think maybe 30%. So she gets a lot of money from all sorts of sources. That's just a ridiculous defensive response that doesn't answer the question, and trying to, you know, offense is better than defense. And all I'm asking you to do is respectfully respect those people who contribute to your city.
Hey, Len, is this, because I know Ned Lamont, in fact, I'm looking at it here, I think it was on primary night, where Ned Lamont made several remarks about, well, if he's elected governor, regionalization, and that's something that's always been a boogeyman word here in Connecticut, that, you know, perhaps if he gets elected, the state should look at, you know, the things that Tony Harp is proposing here, more regional taxes from the suburbs to help the cities because of some of the things that she's brought out. In the couple of minutes we have left here before the news, is that something you think that might come to fruition or be proposed by a Governor Ned Lamont if he wins?
Well, here's the thing. The towns can regionalize now, and they do. They shared services. I was over at the North Haven Fairgrounds where all the emergency workers got together to find out who has what pieces of equipment, and they entered to shared agreements, the Memorandum of Understanding, MOAs they're called. So we already kind of regionalized, but what Lamont's talking about and Mayor Harp is talking about is everyone's going to regionalize and the money's going to come like to the center of New Haven and we'll dole it out. You know, I just don't think we're going to get our fair share, as we could see in this recent remark by Harp. She just wants more money.
You know, Senator, you have no idea how much the two of us enjoy having you with us. This is a big, big problem. We know it. Evidently, she doesn't know it. But, you know, this is the first time in a long, long time that a state senator has done what you're doing. And I think that it's about time that we had the opportunity to have this done around the state of Connecticut. I think we would find in the end that it would be much cheaper to live here. I really do.
Well, look, we've got problems in Hartford, City of Hartford. We've got problems in West Haven. We have some problems in New Haven, Camden. Look at all these cities, and these are always subsidized. All we're saying is we don't mind, but can we take a look at your books? And I think that's fair.
Well, again, thank you for being with us, and I know you will be with us both again. So have yourself a good day, and take care of yourself, remember?
You too, and have a great weekend's going to be a little wet, but have a good weekend.
And Len, between the time that we have you on again, call Mayor Harp, have a cup of tea with her, you know, one of those nice little places in New Haven, and you can just have a love fest and iron everything out, okay?
I'll treat.
Yeah, Brad's going to pay. So you and Tony, have a cup of tea, you know, maybe downtown on the green, and say, put it on Brad's tab, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, thanks, Len. Bye-bye.